could be greased lightning.
Give me more silence.
Have you ever seen Point Break?
No.
Amazing bit in Point Break where they jump over fences.
Is there none? 29.
Patrick Swayze's just robbed this bank. Keanu Reeves is chasing him through people's gardens. And he goes to shoot Swayze, but he can't because he loves him so much. And he's firing his gun up in the air. He's like, oh!
30.
Have you ever fired your gun up in the air and gone, ah?
No, I have not ever fired my gun up in the air and gone, ah.
Hot Fuzz. Good movie. That was Lolita number 18 from their Best of Lolita number 18. I played tracks 1, 6, 9, and 14 if you can read Japanese and have that CD. If you don't have either of those two things, then you're out of luck. Just like me. I digress. My name's Mao. This is Saki Bamagogo, show 110. Wowzers. Boy, I was looking at some... every morning when I sit down at my job, I sit in a cubicle and I kind of do the same stuff, fire stuff up, get everything working and rolling. And I always like kind of just do quick spot checks of like CNN, make sure nothing blew up that night, and ESPN. And I just think there's a few, like I just hit it, and I just get to work. This morning, I clicked on one and it said, the Browns, an ex-Browns left tackle, Robinson, was busted with 157 pounds of marijuana. And I went, you know, I'm no financial genius. Trust me on that. But is now the right time to be investing in pot? You know, like he's literally going to get a felony for marijuana when in like half the states it's legal. And I don't know. I don't know how much bartering and trading can be done with pot. I think that would... Again, I'm no financial genius, but I don't think it's worth going to prison for 30 years over some weed. But I guess if you're an ex-Brown, a lot of things have gone wrong in your life. Oh, zing! Sorry, if you like the Browns, one of my best friends in the world, he's a Browns fan, and I'm always... I tread lightly. It's sad. It's sad times, always. But every year that you're hopeful, you know, maybe one year I hope they win. I really do, because it'd be great. But if you are a Browns player, get the weed out of your car, especially if you have poundages, like 100. That's a body's worth of weed. So I wonder if he had a hat on it. He was driving. He probably got buzzing. He was driving in that carpooling lane and he had a little hat and sunglasses on his gigantic weed man. He probably made a fake weed person. And that's how he got arrested. Ah, come on. Get your head on straight, buddy. Here's music that'll get your head on straight.
What are you doing?
I'm thinking.
Well, think me up a cup of coffee and a chocolate donut with some of those little sprinkles on top, will you?
Nine rounds left!
kauden sanatori. Jokainen käänne neuri niin kiestyy. Särne, säne et saa neuri niin hohemi. Kerne. Sokotak, kauden sanatori.
ファイティングファイターデカとも呼ばれているがね、今日も朝の缶コーヒーが身にしみるね。どうします、ファイティングファイターデカだが、何、女性が監禁されている。よし、まず現場で直行だ。あの倉庫か。よし、乗り込むぞ。ガチャ。おい、おめえたち、その汚ねえ手を離しやがれ。撃つぞ。
ケッケッケッ、撃てるもんなら撃ってみな。ファイティングファイターデカが早打ち 0.3 秒の頑張ったとは知らなかった。
今日もスーツのこれ役立ったぜ。
ありがとう、ファイティングファイターデカ、かっこいいわ。
We'll be right back.
Fighting Fighter Fighting Fighter Fighting 頑張るぞデーデーデーアハハ
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
That was Bonzo. And I don't know any of the names of the songs. Again, I gotta pick. That one was sent to me by Benton Labels, Benton Records, out of Japan. They always go to SWSX, South by Southwest. I forget what the actual name of it is. SWSX. And they always have like Japan Night and Girls Night Out and all that kind of stuff. And they sent, that was one of the bands they sent was Bonzo. So I dug it, but it's all in Japanese. So I failed you. Sorry, everyone. What can I tell you? The just had the Animal Crossing, had a, like a 30-minute, they put out like a 30-minute like trailer. Like it wasn't a trailer, it was a questions and answers. And like I think somebody pieced it together on YouTube. Man, am I jazzed for that show or that video game. I like the Animal Crossings. I've liked it ever since the DS. I had one on my DS that I played a lot. And then I played them on the Wii and the Wii U. And this one has some real great features. It's gorgeous. I cannot wait. Like, I have, because I got a Switch Lite to carry with me. I have a feeling I'm going to be wasting a lot of time building a pretend world. So if you know what Animal Crossing is, you should go check it out. It's on YouTube. It really looks cool. I'm so excited about it. It's getting released March 20th. For some reason, I was only finding April dates, but then that got revised and moved up, so I was like, yay for moving things up. That was my favorite part. Now I have to go find out where I'll get the best deals and buy it. I'll probably buy it at, I saw Best Buy had something where you got something free and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's a, I don't really need the strategy guide for this, but I've had strategy guides for these in the past because they show you how to do special things. I was like, huh, this one has like a phone app and everything. I was like, this is getting a little weird. I'll have it. Don't worry about that. I will be downloading it, but very, very interesting indeed. We shall see. We'll see some more music. Here's music and let's be talking about Animal Crossing.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
Yeah! it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
What happens to Nancy and Sheila in the mansion of the doomed is so horrifying, we can't even hint at it on this radio station. Mansion of the Doomed is so shocking, it will never appear on television. Some films you see, some you feel. You'll feel Mansion of the Doomed. You'll never forget Mansion of the Doomed.
Boring!
Dad, we can't see the movie.
I can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you!
Oh, yes. That was The Bat from the official The Bat Club. I played Teenage Letter, Summertime Blues, The Fly, and Jailhouse Rock, because I gotta. Well, you know what the funny thing is? If you remember a million years ago when there was a part-timer that would show up sometimes named Promy? He loathes Animal Crossing. It's this, and he has, like, a mental problem about it. It's funny, you know, because he, like, hates it to the point where he can't, if you even say, like, just say Animal Crossing, he can't not be, like, talk about how it's such a oppressive and horrible game, and oh, this is not the other thing. And I was like, well, it's no different than, like, anything. It's no different than any of these kind of games, Sims and all these other things, Civilization, and he's now he's on a Fortnite kick, so he's like, oh, yeah, Fortnite's way better. I was like, what's, you need help. I think he needs help. We should have a GoFundMe to see if we can send Promy to a psychiatrist. The problem is, I don't know if it's, that's probably not the base of the problem. So if we had a GoFundMe, it would have to be just for the doctor to cure him of his hatred of Animal Crossing. But the problem is, it's probably not that. It's probably not the problem. He's going to be like, well, we need more money because it's going to be a deeper thing. And I'll be like, that's not what was covered by the GoFundMe. And then the doctor will be like, well, I'm not curing your friend then. And the hatred for Animal Crossing will go on, just as this bit has gone on too long. Here's some 5678s.
I swear I will not kill anyone.
I'm blue, do bad, do bad, do bad, do. I'm blue. a bear standing by the door. Look at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark, subway window, I can see. Oh, I can see. That's the station where I meet up him before. I can hear him calling my name. For the dark, with subway noise, I can hear. Oh, I can hear. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, by the door. Look at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark, subway window, I remember you. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I'm crying. Subway.
Mojo beat. Jack the Ripper see with the dancing feet. Hey, want to see Mojo working on you? Work out. Are you a boy or are you a girl? He's always looking like a peanut shell. Hey, want to see Mojo working on you? We'll be right back.
dancer.
Well, how does he dance?
Close, very, very close.
Dance is a matter, do the matter. Dance is a matter, do the matter. Dance is a girl, do the girl. Dance is a girl.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Whoa. That was the 5678s from their Teenage Mojo Workout album. I played some of my all-time, two of my all-time favorites are I'm Blue, and then there was Green Onions, which is an awesome song. And then In the Subway is my second one. So soulful, so powerful. And then, of course, the titular Teenage Mojo Workout. Can't get enough of them gals. They are the bee's knees, as no one says anymore. But what can I tell you? I think that's going to be it for this week. I'm trying to think if there's anything I missed. Make sure you go check out Time Bomb Records. They have online shop, and you can go get some cool stuff. I will try to get some new music. I know I have at least two bands that said I could use their music. I just have to not be so lazy. That's a problem, but I'll try my best, because I have some bands floating around out there that they've given us the green light. I just have to be less lazy and go get said music and rip it and all that good stuff. I think we are going to play ourselves out of here. I ought to play us out of here with some Wendy's rap. In fact, I've said it. I can't unsay it. There it is. Here's the Wendy's Where's the Beef rap from the 80s. Have a great week, everyone. This has been Saki Bamagogo. My name is and always will be Mao, and I hope to see you here next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Is anybody out there?
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.